This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yep. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you, as always, for being in class with us today. And we're not going to be taking calls today. There's a lot of things that Rich even wants to talk about. And he's in the front of the classroom right now. Welcome, Rich Even.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Rich, you know, we talked for a couple minutes yesterday, very, very briefly. And there's something I'd like to bring up, and it has to do with YouTube. And I have in front of me an email that I received via the Ron Gibson channel. And I'd like to talk about why I feel the way I do and put it in complete context. Is that okay with you if we do this?
As long as I get a chance to comment on your comment.
Absolutely, and you always do. I don't think there's ever been a time when you have not had the opportunity to do so, and that you have not taken the opportunity. So, class, for many years, USA Prepares has been broadcasting, and we started out on TalkStream Live at the bottom. There were only two broadcasts that were doing worse than we were out of, let's say, 100 or 125. So we're at the bottom of the bottom. And the good news is the outlook looked good. We could look up. and so we're no longer at the bottom of the bottom. And over time, what has happened is affiliates, those would be outlets, media outlets, would just hear about us. And it's not like we had a marketing campaign to say, hey, listen, we're the last train out. You got to join us. They would just find out about us, and they would pick up our signal and rebroadcast it on their radio stations. So we picked up AM, FM, satellite, YouTube, BitChute, and a whole bunch of other outlets, every way you can think of. Well, there's a gentleman by the name of Ron Gibson, and I met him a number of years ago. And what he decided to do on his own, without talking to me, was take the content of the Alex Jones broadcast, the Mike Rivero broadcast, and the USA Prepares broadcast, and put it on his YouTube channel every day. He would strip out the commercials, and he put it on. And that was perfectly fine with me. And as soon as I found out, I called him up, and I said, it's fine with me. And I let GCN know that the commercials were being stripped out, and it was fine with them. So it was with our blessing. And he did it, and ultimately he received a few pennies for each post, and I'm talking about pennies. I'm not talking about nickels, dimes, quarters, halves, dollars. I'm talking about pennies. And he did it religiously. And when I was on the East Coast, I caught up with him, called him up, said I wanted to take him to lunch, and I got a chance to meet him. We had lunch together, and he's a real gentleman. Well, Alex Jones was banned from YouTube. And eventually, well, I guess that cut us down for a while. And in terms of we were off YouTube, I guess, with Alex. I think that's the way it went. But then recently, YouTube decided that they would take USA Prepares down. And they did. And we are on suspension for 2 weeks. Unfortunately, with us, Mike Rivero went down. Because the whole channel, the Ron Gibson channel, went down. And here's the exact verbiage from YouTube. And I'm going to read this. Hi, Ron Gibson. We wanted to let you know that our team has reviewed your content and we think it violates our spam, deceptive practices, and scams policy. We know you may not have realized this was a violation of our policy, so we're not applying a strike to your channel. However, we have removed the following content from YouTube. Video, USA Prepare Show, audio commercial free, Tuesday 12/15/20, Rich Sheban goes on to say, we realize this may be disappointing news, but it's our job to make sure that YouTube is a safe place for all. If you think we've made a mistake, you can appeal this decision. You'll find more details below. What our policy says, content that advances false claims, that widespread fraud, errors, or glitches change the outcome of the U.S. 2020 presidential election is not allowed on YouTube. Goes on to say that you can appeal it, you can, etc. Sincerely, the YouTube team, end quote. What they've said is to keep people, and I'm paraphrasing now, I'm not quoting YouTube anymore. What I believe they're saying is that to keep everybody safe, that content that they believe is false, that claims widespread frauds, errors, or glitches that change the outcome of the 2020 election, presidential election, is not allowed on YouTube. So they've taken us off. And do I have a problem with them taking us off? Not exactly. Not exactly. But the reason that I'm concerned is because people have put their faith and trust in big tech. Like Twitter. Like Google. Like YouTube. Like Apple, etc. And they've become Facebook, and they become reliant on these platforms. I believe that these platforms are in bed with the government of the United States, and maybe other governments. I believe that the only way that these companies could have gotten so big so fast is through contracts with the government. Now, they may not be direct contracts, but I believe they have agreements with the government, and they receive direct and or indirect compensation from the government. They've swollen to be huge. And as Captain John Reagan said, the average IQ of Americans is now 88. It's 12% lower than it was when I was growing up. The average IQ was 100. Now it's 88. And roughly half of the people, have an IQ lower than 88. Those are the people whom I call the GDP, the generally dumb public. The problem is the generally dumb public is a group so large that they have mass and weight and can move policies. They're noisy. They're parasites. They're unproductive. But yet, they have mass. The generally dumb public is not on our side. They're too stupid to be on our side. They're too stupid to grow a garden. They're too stupid to do a good job. Those are the people who want minimum wage to be really high. High enough to destroy the companies that they work for. These are the people that politicians court and say, listen, vote for me because I'm on your side. I'm going to fight for you. These are the people who want free things, free Obama phones, free etc. Because they are so large, we're not going to win this, in my opinion. So I have decided, the board of directors has met, that's me, and I've decided that, for now, we are not going to discuss the 2020 presidential election. And if you remember in World War II, the French resistance, they could come up against the Germans that invaded France. There could be three in the resistance coming up against 20. And they could fight them, and the three could all die. Or they could wait till the odds were a little better and maybe pick on the German invaders one at a time, or blow up the railroad tracks that the Germans were using, or try to assassinate or kill one of the SS leaders. And that's what they tried to do. So what I'm saying is, we could go out in a blaze of glory, we could say it once and go after the presidential election. We could talk about it one more time, and that's it. And I'm not willing to do that. I want to stay around to be in the fight for much longer than that. So I just want to let y'all know that I don't back down. Vinny does not back down. Vinny's in the fight. But what Vinny is going to do is find another way, and he's going to stay in the fight. When I was on the radio station with Dr. Sheely in Springfield, Missouri, the three highest rated broadcasts were Rush Limbaugh, Norm Sheely, and USA Prepares. Rush Limbaugh was number three. I don't want to say who was number one. But I went after the city government for putting fluoride in the water. And I called them up, and I said, hey, who do I talk to? And they said, well, that's city. You have to talk to City Works. They ran me ragged. I couldn't figure out who to talk to. So I figured I'd go after the big guy, the number one guy. And I gave out his phone number. Craig Burris is his name. I gave out his official number, and I said, call him up. Tell him he's fired for poisoning you, your parents, your children, everybody you know with fluoride. Give him a call. Tell him he's fired. What happened after months of doing that, I got called into the office at the radio station. Hey, Vinny, let's talk about hamburgers. Who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield? I refused to do it. The next thing I know, I'm off the air. The next thing I know, Greg Burris gets it. He's making 200 grand a year to begin with. And then he leaves that job and gets a promotion to make even more. This thing with YouTube is huge. What I'm telling you, I've been in these fights. I've been beaten badly. No one has been beaten more than I have been in terms of votes, running for the board of directors of an electric cooperative. No one has been beaten more badly and made to look as bad as I have been made to look. No one running for that director's position. All of the others, in my opinion, were incompetent, beyond incompetent, and yet they beat me. Less qualifications, less knowledge, less everything, less desire. What I'm telling you is that the deck is stacked. We cannot win. Now, we can make a lot of noise, but as long as the GDP is ignorant, stupid, lazy, and won't get in the fight, we've lost. So why should we fight for them? We should fight for our country, but why should we fight for the GDP? They're beyond redemption. I know what I said is inflammatory. We are dumb as a box of rocks. The proof? Oprah. Sensational ratings. Harry and Meghan. Two of the most ignorant, greedy people on the planet. Sensational ratings. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So just to continue very briefly, in no way, shape, or form am I chastising Rich Sheban. His news, his narratives, his classroom teachings here at USA Prepares are the best in the business, bar none. Let me say it a different way. Rich Sheban's News in a Flash is the best in the business, and I stand behind him and I stand with him on this. But the other team is so big, so pervasive, and they have so much mass, and they have so much money. And I'm talking about the Apples, the Microsofts. I'm talking about Monsanto, Bayer. I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about all these corporations that control the planet. They're so big that even President Donald Trump, when he was in office, couldn't do battle with them. He had the United States military. He had the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, the U.S. Army. He had it all, and he couldn't do battle with them. So there's no way that USA Prepares can do battle with these guys in a fair fight. There's no way. And the generally dumb public, we can tell them. We can tell them about chemtrails. We can tell them about fluoride. We can tell them about all these things, the food additives, the colors, the vaccines. We can tell them all this. But they're too dumb to understand. And they're too lazy to want to understand. And they're too heavy for us to carry them. So I have written them off. I don't care about them. I can't help them. And neither can anybody else here at USA Prepares. We can offer a free telephone call with a consultation with Dr. Norm Shealy. The best of the best of the best of the best. And some people are too stupid to even call when they're dying. It's true. It's absolutely true, Rich, even. So, Rich, you were very, very polite, patient. And I just want to make sure that you're clear on this. I have no problem with the things that you've said. I absolutely agree with them. But this is a fight I don't believe we can win. We can take one last shot, and that's it for all of us. That's it for Ron Gibson. That's it for USA Prepares. That's it for all the instructors. That's 10 years work ended right then there, period, if we take it and talk about the selection. You've got the blackboard, Rich Even.
Okay. Well, obviously, we have a few minutes, maybe even seconds left of this very short segment. So I'm going to start it, and I'm going to take the next half hour to respond and go into news in a flash that you so eloquently like. And the reason why I do this, folks, is because I am doing it for my country. I'm not doing it for the generally dumb public. I believe in free speech because we had over 1 million combat soldiers give our life for this country. And I'm not disagreeing with Vince. It's his show. That means it's his rules. So I'm going to try really hard not to talk about election fraud and talk about other things, because there is plenty of other things to talk about. And I don't want to take Ron Gibson down because he's obviously a patriot doing what he feels is best. But that's one of the reasons I want you to think about Gab and BitChute. Brave browser, they're actually launching a browser to compete against Google. Don't go to the Facebooks. Don't go to the Googles and the Twitters or the YouTubes. There's so many other choices, people. And this is why you always hear me talking about limiting the blue light exposure. 7 to 8 hours a day of the average American is spent watching television and their smartphone. Please, we need to regain the balance between technology and nature, and we're losing it, especially with our youth. And the reason why I do this is because we are entering a totalitarian, you've heard me say this many times, a totalitarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical, communist insurrection. We are in it. We are in the beginning stages. And what I try and do is show the people, our country, how the truth is basically changed through the manufacturing of perception by using Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing. We all know about media propaganda and the subliminal messages in movies and sitcoms. We've all mentioned all these things. And it's very important that we talk about the money inequality.
We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Santa Clarita, California City Council is set to discuss a vote of no confidence for Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon during Tuesday's City Council meeting. City Council members are set to discuss the special directive set forth by Gascon and take action as deemed appropriate. Desiree Anderade tells Fox News her disbelief.
And it's coming from a man that truly does not care about us victims and is totally pro-criminals at this point.
Desiree's son was beaten to death by supposed friends. The discussion comes after the City Council Council's public safety meeting called for the City Council to take up a vote of no confidence with Gascon special directives favoring criminals over victims. And on a follow-up, the illegal immigrants who were involved in a fatal California highway crash last week near El Centro, California, reportedly paid up to $10,000 each to be smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border. The 25 immigrants were jammed into a single SUV that crashed into a semi-truck. 13 were killed. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Center for Disease Control announced new guidelines for people that have been vaccinated. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC has released its guidelines for nearly 31 million Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. One of those recommendations would allow those who are fully vaccinated to meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk of severe illness without masks or social distancing. Dr. Richard Besser says that could help encourage more people to get the shot. The former acting director of the CDC tells ABC News it would be a welcome step towards normalcy.
It's an individual who's at low risk of having serious illness. The CDC is saying you can be together. And so that opens the door for grandparents to meet with their children and their grandchildren and have that kind of contact. And I know for a lot of people, just that movement towards some semblance of normalcy will be a great emotional release. And I hope for some people who've been on the fence about getting vaccinated, it will encourage more people to do so.
Since vaccine distribution began in the United States on December 14th. More than 72 million doses have been administered. That's reaching 14.6% of the total U.S. population. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.6 million shots a day. 14 games scheduled Tuesday in Major League Baseball. The spring training games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Two late games, Nationals and Astros at 6:05 p.m. and Dodgers and Reds at 8:05 p.m. Tickets are available for the games being played in Florida and Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bright.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. And, you know, I always appreciate Vince giving me my First Amendment rights, which is our freedom of speech. And, you know, I use 90% of what I use are published articles in the public domain. So it's not like I make this up, because I feel that when I listen to somebody in any venue, that I want the truth. I don't want people blowing smoke up anybody's keister so they can be liked and be politically correct. I make it very well known about how we have eliminated the rule of law, given free lunch to the elite, lowered the bars of standards and expectations for a job where the people can no longer control their own destiny through hard work, proven results, qualifications, and we're doubting value. And when we do all this and reward mediocrity, it limits the people principles, options, choices, and prosperity. And I do this because the little people no longer has representation. Some of the, like Vin says, the GDP, generally dumb public, think they do because of what victim group or protectionist group status that they're in. It's actually the opposite. When you feel entitled to play the victim group status card and demand to lower the expectations for a job, you are delegitimizing work and value. And this is why there's so much money inequality, leaving the bottom 93%, elimination of the middle class, to be slaves for the elite at the top 1% to 2%. You've heard me say this a gazillion times. I've given tons of economic and financial examples on how the bread truck stops at the top, that 5, 6%, the top 1% to 2% gets the bakeries, and the bottom 93% gets the crumbs. And I've given so many examples, and we can talk about that today if I have time, about how the little people, the bottom 93%, is getting the worst of deflation, inflation, and stagflation, while the stock buybacks, the fractional reserve lending, printing money out of thin air, the bailouts for the too big to fail, too big to jail, basically welfare for the rich, they get to use capitalism to put money in their pocket, but they get to socialize their losses, and we pay for their losses through cost shifting, inflation, and taxes. So the little people no longer has representation in our country. We see the Supreme Court, the FBI, the DOJ. I've used hundreds, if not thousands, of these articles. Our own military, oath, code, honor, duty, no longer means anything. Judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, selling out the little people. I've given thousands of those examples. Medical tyranny, or the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention, and Hippocratic Oaths, don't even mean anything. And see, even though I'm on Vince's broadcast, I have to adhere to this because Vince is a good friend of mine, and it's my duty and obligation. I've been on thousands of shows over the years, and you can ask anybody, I've never not shown up, and I've never not shown up on time. And if I tell Vince I'm going to do something, and I know he'll, I'm not putting words in his mouth because I know he'll agree. If I'm going to be, because I've monologued many of his shows, I've interviewed many of people, and I've always shown up prepared, and I know Vince can vouch for that. So if this was my venue, I might think differently. If I was like, let's say, on the Gateway Pundit or a Newsmax or an InfoWars or whatever, would I still talk about freedom of speech and things I want to discuss? Absolutely. But when you're under somebody else's venue, you're also under somebody else's rules. It's just like if you're visiting somebody else's home, and I know this is a weird example, but let's say they want you to take your shoes off before you enter their house so you don't track in mud or whatever, you do it, right? I mean, that's kind of what we are supposed to do. But we also have to bring out the hypocrisies and the double standards and make the people realize that they're being used as pawns. They're being played. Okay? They're being poisoned. And the elite are poisoning us against ourselves. Now, I've seen this in many countries, in many parts of the world and history. When they say you can't say this, I guarantee you they're going to come back and say, well, you can't say that. And then you can't say that. And then you can't say that. And that's how it works, through incrementalism. I understand Vince's strategy about staying in the fight. I get it. But this is why I talk about also with the Gabs and the BitChutes, Brave launching a new browser to compete against Google. We have to get away from the Facebooks, the Googles, the Twitters, the anything. You know, Google is YouTube. YouTube is Google. We have to realize that these people they have an addiction to power, money, and control. They want to consolidate power, money, and control. That's why they rig the game at every aspect. This is why they're bringing in robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence and their technocracy to control the people. You know, there was, I read a lot of studies on psychology. That's why you hear me use the term PSYOP a lot. There was a 1962 study on electric shock treatment. Basically, the end result was it was a study on taking orders. And if the, like Vince's terminology, the GDP, the generally dumb public, believe that a certain legitimate authority tells you what to do, the conclusion is very simple. Human nature can't be counted on for greed, control, power, brutality, and inhumane treatment. So when you look at all these directions of malevolent authority, all these pushes and pulls to make people believe or act a certain way. I don't use the term malevolent as much. I use the term benevolent more, and I usually put the word phony in front of it because that's part of the psyop. Basically, they can, regarding taking orders, they can eliminate our conscience, especially if you're cultivated and groomed into groupthink. So I want the people to realize how important it is to keep discussing the truth, to eliminate political correctness, which is best defined by a thousand subsets, but the best definition is by its antonym, and that is truth. Because the powers that be want to consolidate power, money, and control desperately right now. This is the time. And we don't call out when people are willing to sell to the highest bidder. We don't call them out. When people use these politically correct buzzwords to challenge the truth, like, and you've heard me say this a gazillion times, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, conspiracy theorist, anti-Islamist foe, basically. When we don't call people out, because people are afraid to be called these things, our country suffers. Work suffers. The legitimization of work suffers. This is why you hear me say a lot of things like hard work, effort, perfect results, and qualifications, and willingness to help people is what we should be judged by. And a couple years ago, I came out with an acronym, PIC, Patriotism, Intelligence, and Guts. That should be the number one criteria for hiring people. Qualifications. These are the things that we should be judged by. Patriotism, desire for freedom, liberty, justice, the rule of law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, pursuing happiness, defending the Republic, fighting against this reset that basically creates an aristocracy, serfdom relationship. It's not left-right paradigm. You've heard me say this for years. It's very little of that. It's basically 99% at this point, the aristocracy wanting to manage and control the little people. For a lot of nefarious reasons as well. Intelligence should be about logic, common sense, transparency, and not just grades going to work. You know, a lot of us poor people who grew up poorer than most, we had to work while going to college. So we had to sacrifice good grades so we could make money, mostly with under-the-table jobs, in order to pay for our tuition and school. We should count street smarts. We should count foresight smarts. We should count, you've heard me talk about chess and shooting pool, thinking several moves ahead. We should think about the balance between nature and technology smarts. And of course, courage might be the most important. We have to stick up for people who are willing to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting to be liked for blowing smoke up your keister. Loyalty to our country, open loyalty, should be praised. And not passing the buck, which is done at every level of the politician forum. So, of course, I am a volunteer. I'm not willing to throw Vince or other patriots under the bus. But the reason why I talked about all this stuff, even though it wasn't my opinion, they were published articles in the public domain, it depends on the venue you work for. And I get that. So what I'm going to do now, Vince, I think we need to do is I'm going to do some news in a flash, but I think we really have to talk about also on a regular basis more ideas and solutions from every venue. We need to have a club. We need to have a movement. We need to have representation for the little people. We need to talk about practice what you preach laws. We need to expose hypocrisies and double standards and judge people by, again, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and the pick effect that I just discussed. We have to create citizen review boards, public forums. We have to get people, like-minded patriots, together and discuss ideas and solutions of survival, because that's what it's about. Forget about prosperity. Forget about fair treatment. Quality, all these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, they mean diversity. They mean nothing. They are literal weapons, because when you look at the money being transferred from the little guy to the big guy, the middle class is disappearing quickly. It's an aristocracy serfdom relationship. I say these different ways so some, not to be condescending to people, but so people understand what is really happening. We need, I mean, if they really care, take one thing. How many times do you hear of this green technology? Look what happened in Texas. Some people are getting $16,000, $17,000 bills because of the green energy quotas. They don't care about green energy. Because if they did, they would eliminate property taxes for everybody like me who live off-grid. I'm 99.9% green. They don't care. They don't want self-sufficiency. They say this because most people don't do it. But if you get there, there's no benefit. You're not the beneficiary. They always are. We'll be right back, folks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Rich Stevens with us, and I just have a very quick comment about one thing you said. Rich, I didn't know that when you went to college that you worked, to help put your way through college, and I did the same thing. So when I was at the university doing my undergraduate work, I spent between 15 and 18 hours a week working, and it was nights until 11 o'clock at night, but I still had classes early in the morning, 8 o'clock classes in the morning. And in between semesters, I did the same thing. I worked full-time at an auto parts store selling auto parts and educating customers about how the auto parts would work and show them how to put them in their cars and that kind of thing. So we did some similar things. And I'm not saying we're special, but I am saying we work hard. We work hard, and we've worked for everything we've gotten. Our hand is not out. We didn't even take donations here at USA Prepares. They even took the website down because people wanted to give us money, and I won't allow it. Rich, back to you.
Well, thanks, Vince. Yeah, I'm not saying that we were the poorest people out there. We probably grew up as a lower middle class, so it's not like we... You know, back in those days, you appreciated things, and things were always accelerating, meaning opportunities were getting better up until political correctness came in and things of that nature. But... Heck, we were so poor. I remember one Christmas, we all know about Mr. Potato Head, right? Now, because of political correctness, he's no longer a he or Mr. Potato Head. He's Potato Head. Well, I remember asking this little kid for Mr. Potato Head for Christmas, and we were so poor, my parents gave me a real potato. And by February, we had to eat it. Yes, that was a joke. So anyway, folks, I touched a little bit on deflation, inflation, stagflation, things like that. I know we're just a couple seconds out of the top of the hour, so I just want to talk a little bit about that before I go into news in a flash, as Vince calls it. You know, I talk about, keep in mind, remember when I've given these economic 101 updates over the years, I've talked about interest rates being a function of growth, wages, and inflation. Well, that's exactly why interest rates are not down. We're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment with inflation of necessities for the little people. It could be anything from housing to food being inflated. So when you have a low need for credit, it means that you have lower interest rates, and that's what's happening today. We're still in the bull market, if you will, of the bonds, which means bonds are getting more expensive as interest rates go down because they are inversely proportional to one another. That means bonds are not overvalued. Now, is this whole thing an illusion? Is it all fake? Absolutely. But that's the numbers as it is right now. So when you look at deflation, okay, the velocity of money right now is very low. That's because consumer confidence is very low. I know a lot of small business people, and they want to get out. They don't even want to expand because they feel the whole system is fake and phony. And as we head towards a totalitarian, tyrannical, communist insurrection, obviously capitalism isn't working for the little people because it's set up that way. It's set up to work for the big people and socialize their losses, as I mentioned earlier and talked about so many times. So when you have increased bankruptcy, defaults, and delinquencies, debt is deflationary by nature, and that shrinks money supply. Even though the money being created, like this $1.9 trillion bill, is phony, because only 9% is going to so-called COVID relief or small businesses in some small portion. It's for money laundering. It's for payoffs. That's what all this is for. So when people see all this stuff, they don't have confidence in the system, understandably so. So they have fear of what I call, let's say, put in quotes, no choice speculation. And that makes less discretionary income, which is also deflationary. So we don't see increases in productivity. You've heard me talk about stock buybacks several times. The money doesn't go into expansion, new products or services, or R&D, or new employees. It goes into new debt for share buybacks for the super wealthy, the top 10%, dividends for the top 10%, and executive cash when the CEOs cash in their stock options. The whole system is created for non-productive purposes to make the rich richer. So when you hear about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity, that's what I mean. They are using you via your group to poison us against each other. So when I talk about deflation, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, for money printing, for group identity politics, this all disincentivizes the working people. It confuses the term value and the process of capitalism will work along the way. So you get, again, more bankruptcies, more defaults, more delinquencies, and these economic cycles get more and more frequent with wealth inequality and increased debt going along the way. This leads to less lending, creates a decrease in money supply, so when the loans are repaid, they're not recreated. This deflates bubbles from cheap, non-legitimate money. It's shuffling money and creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning purposes. This discredits the whole system. We'll be back at the top of the hour, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.